Hello, this is Bea Bonner from NPR Illinois Community Voices. The Springfield Muni is still in their 2019 season. The next show they'll tackle is Thoroughly Modern Millie, opening on July 12th. I have Jacob Dieters in studio with me to chat about the show.
Hi there. My name is Jacob Dieters, and I am playing Jimmy Smith in the 2019 production of Thoroughly Modern Millie.
All right, Jacob. So tell our audience a quick summary of the show for those who may not know what the show is even about.
Yeah. So Thoroughly Modern Millie is set in the backdrop of 1922 New York City. It follows follows Millie Dilmout, who is from Kansas. And she comes into town and is kind of open to new possibilities of a brand new city. She has high hopes of marrying a rich man who's going to provide for her and kind of set her modern ways in life as well, too. So she has an opportunity where she meets some friends at a hotel because she's kind of poor and so she's trying to make it up big. And so she starts with in this new hotel where she meets lots of interesting characters, including the owner of the hotel, who has some kind of shady background that he has. It's an interesting story that we're telling here today.
Okay. And I heard this is the first time it's being done in the Muni stage. So why was this show chosen?
Yeah. The show is just absolutely fun. It's one of those shows. It's there's silly moments. There's big tap numbers. There's big dancing, which I think plays really, really well on the Muni stage. I think the dance numbers that Andrew Menarich and Morgan Kaplan, they're the co-directors and choreographers. They have really set, I think, just a really fantastic show that's going to play really well on that Muni stage. I think that's why it finally made its way to Muni.
Yeah, I thought that was so interesting because, you know, a lot of shows are done again, like Wizard of Oz, kind of like, and I know Evita was done way back, a couple of years ago. And so when I saw this was going to be, you know, the first time it's here, I'm like, oh, this will be exciting for everybody in Springfield.
Yeah.
And so I know that this is the first time it's being done, and the show is set in 1920. Mm-hmm. So what can people in Springfield or anybody learn from the show?
Yeah. While the show I would say is fairly family friendly, it does go into depths a little bit about the kind of Prohibition era and kind of what the speakeasies were like back then, and it kind of plays into effect the kind of what it would have been like back then, and kind of how people back then would have entertained themselves without alcohol around.
Yeah.
That's kind of one thing that I think really kind of lends itself to the storyline. While the musical was written in early 2000s, it actually kind of does play a little bit more with the 1920s music vibe. So very kind of jazzy, very big brass sounds. So you'll hear lots of those when it comes to the show as well.
Did you have to reference back to the movie? Because I understand that the movie was made first, and I think it had like Julie Andrews in it. So yeah.
Yes. I actually have not seen the show. I tried to avoid watching that and just kind of make my own character from the show. And so maybe after the show, I might pick up the movie. But it is based off of a book and the movie as well, too. So.
And that kind of leads me to my next question. I know in taking on your role as a person in the 1920s, did you have to do some history lessons and trying to think about like what was life back there from like a young eligible bachelor, like to make your character a little bit more authentic?
Yeah. So actually, there are quite a few references in the script where I'm like, what does that mean? It's like some like phrase or word, and you're like, what does that mean? So you just Google it real quick and find out kind of what the lingo and the language was back then. Specifically in the 1920s, after the Great Depression, after that, there was a really kind of a really vibrance to kind of bring back life, bring back something that's still going to keep you entertained. And that's kind of, I think, with the whole concept of being modern in the 1920s really helped to kind of tell that story as well.
I know when I was kind of reading about the show, every time I saw the word modern, it was like in quotation marks. And so back in that time, they were talking about, I guess, how women were kind of going into like the workforce and everything. But Millie was kind of like, no, I want to get married and be rich and stay on my own way. So what can we learn from that? What does that say about our times today, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there specifically with kind of the women's rights movements here that are still going on, I think that the story really does tell about a strong, powerful woman who really can shape her own destiny. And that really, I think Millie kind of takes ownership of her life and what she wants it to be. And I think that women today can still are still trying to do that and still trying to figure out what's the best way to really, you know, kind of make a name for themselves and make sure that they are known and that they have a presence and a voice here on in our world, which is, I think, so important in today's society.
It is very important. And it's just amazing that things like theater give, you know, the opportunity and advantage for stories like this to be told. And I think it's really inspiring. That's kind of cool. And I know we talked a little bit about the music, but what can people expect? I know you talked about like the brass and everything. So,
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything. There's we have some comedic song moments with Mrs. Mears, who was the hotel owner. We also have these big extravagant solos. Millie, especially Anna Meisenbacher is playing Millie Dilmau, and she's doing a fantastic job. It is quite the vocal undertaking. At least three or four solos, several duets that she's singing, as well as being on stage for probably 85% of the show. So she's doing a fantastic job with that. But I really do enjoy the music. I was actually one of the Tony Awards that it won was for Best Music. And it just is, it's so vibrant, so much life to it, with the like I said, the brass, the percussion, it really lends itself to a big dance show, but then also has those wonderful moments where folks like me can, you know, can go out there and sing these beautiful ballads that I think are reminiscent of the 1920s.
Yeah, so I know you helped direct Peter Pan.
I did, yeah.
So how was that different than, I guess, acting and actually being, like, on stage this time?
Yes. So I have to keep my mouth quiet a few more times, a little bit more than what I did when I was in assistant director for Peter Pan. But it's interesting going back and forth between those two roles. I've kind of found a passion for directing now, but I've always loved performing on stage. And whenever I have the opportunity to take on a role like this, I want to step up and audition for it. So it's been a challenge, but it's been really, really rewarding to kind of see Morgan and Andrew and how they take on shows. And I think I'm still kind of a newer director as well. So it's good to kind of take some of their insights and what they have, what they've been doing with the show and how I can take on my own role in future productions.
And what are you most excited for as an actor actually performing in the show this time?
Yeah. I would have to say it'd be working with fantastic people like Anna, like Drew Stroud, who is Mrs. Mears, several other people that I really enjoy working with. And it's those connections and those collaborations that we've been working on so diligently over the last 6 to 7, 8 weeks that are really going to make the show really memorable.
And I guess my last question will be, what can you tell us about the set for this show? I'm always really interested to see how the set's going to turn out. And when I saw Evita, it was simple, but it was extravagant at the same time. There were so many moving pieces, and I just loved how they made use of different things. Yeah. So
I've gotten a few chances to see the set in person, but kind of from the descriptions that the directors have kind of told us about, really it's going to be a massive set. So exact opposite of Evita, there's going to be lots of big sets for us to kind of use, including a big like penthouse type suite that we get to hang out in, as well as kind of a new Muni first is that we're actually going to be building. They actually have built a dance stage. We're calling it the tap stage. An issue with that we have at Muni is that when we do have big tap numbers, that wood floor is really hard to pick up some of the tap sounds. And so we've actually created a stage that we're going to be putting microphones underneath. That's going to be able to help pick up and amplify those tap sounds. And like I said, the tapping is just incredible in the show. And I'm just excited that the audience is really going to be able to hear those sounds and those rhythms and kind of bring it to life. So that is one thing that I think is really exciting about this production is that we're going to be really amping up the dance portion of the show.
Well, I'm excited to see it because, like I said, when I saw Evita, I'm like, oh, they're really good at the singing and dancing. And then I was just like, how do you stay focused when you have, like, so many things going on? Like, you have the bugs flying, you have the birds swooping down. And so that's just amazing to me.
It is. It is. There's something just really magical about outdoor theater that you don't get in inside. There's so many elements, and the crowds are just – you know, outrageous out there. There's such big crowds. I think that it draws so many different kinds of people to theater out in Muni, which is what we love to see.
Okay. And do you have anything else you'd like to share about the show?
No, I think that this really is a family friendly show that is going to kind of bring a whole new audience and new generation to theater here at the Muni. I hope that everyone gets a chance to come out and see it.
Well, thank you, Jacob, for sitting down with me today. And break a leg. You're going to do an awesome job.